Welcome to the Watershed Teaching Podcast. Watershed is the high school ministry of Perimeter Church in Johns Creek, Georgia. Perimeter Church is part of the Presbyterian Church in America. Watershed is a place where we hope high school students would connect, receive, and transform. We want to see students connect with God and others through healthy community, receive His truth through gospel-centered, grace-based teaching, and be transformed by the gospel to then go transform their world. Thank you for downloading this podcast. For more information, please visit us at www.perimeter.org/watershed.
Well, welcome to Watershed. It's good to be here. I'm excited about where we're going tonight, again, with this new format. Really, my job is just to tee it up and send you to discipleship as quickly as possible. And so we're going to jump right in here. Let me go ahead and pray, and we'll jump in. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time. Lord, teach us by your word and by your spirit. Guide us. Lord, we just pray for a fantastic year of discipleship. We want to receive you. We want to be in relationship with you. And that is our deepest desire. So guide and direct us in that effort. In Christ's name, amen. All right, so tonight we're going to be reading a long passage. Last week, if you remember, we talked about Jesus calling the disciples. And really, the whole idea was connection, right? Connect, receive, transform is kind of a way that we describe getting involved here at church. It's part of what we want you to have in Watershed, that you would connect with each other and with God, that you would receive the word. And so tonight we're talking about receiving Jesus, that he wants to have a relationship with you. He wants to be in relationship with you. So what does that look like? And believe it or not, I want us to look at Jesus calling the disciples again, which is probably the only other time I've taught twice in a row on this. But we're looking at a different passage. We're looking at this passage in John chapter 1, starting in verse 35. So it's a long passage, so stick with me, and we'll give this a try. The next day, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus, and as he walked by, and he said, "Behold the Lamb of God." So this is John the Baptist speaking, not John the Apostle. The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following and said, "What are you seeking?" And they said to him, "Rabbi, where are you staying?" And he said to them, "Come and you will see." So they came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day. For it was about the 10th hour. One of the two who heard John speak and followed Jesus was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah." He brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of John. You shall be called Cephas." The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee, and he found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now, Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. And Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." And Jesus saw Nathanael coming towards him and said, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no deceit." And Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." And Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." And Jesus answered him, "Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." Now that's a pretty long passage. Thanks for sticking with me on that. What do you notice about this different from other passages that talk about the calling of the disciples? You know, usually it's kind of Jesus calling people and saying, "Hey, I want you two to follow me," and they follow him, and then it's like, it's a done deal. And this one, what is so interesting to me is a lot of it is from the perspective of the disciples. They're saying, "Hey, I found him. I found the one. I found the Messiah." And they're so excited about it that they're going and getting their brother. They're going and telling their friend. They are spreading the news quickly to the other disciples and saying, "Come, you've got to come meet this guy. You've got to see who this is that is calling." And they're excited. They're excited to tell others. And what is Jesus' message to them? I mean, it's very kind of cryptic here. "Come and see," he says. You know, when they say, "Where are you staying?" He doesn't give them a lot of information. Doesn't say that he's like wowing them. I mean, he has this cool moment with Nathanael, right, where he's calling him an Israelite. Now, there's this whole play on words with Jacob in that sense. You guys remember Jacob's ladder? Jacob becomes Israel. And so this guy is a true Israelite. And then he references Jacob's ladder at the end. But the thing that to me is interesting and what I want to focus on is the excitement that they have at finding Jesus. And Jesus wants us to be in relationship with him. He wants to feel that excitement. So let's say, I don't know what gets you excited. One of the things that gets me excited is presents. I like presents. Do you like presents? You like presents? Okay, so if I was going to, let's say that we had a present right here. Oh, I do. I have a giant present right here. Now, I love presents. I remember when I was little, Christmas Day was like the greatest thing ever. You know, like Christmas morning, I remember one day I got this giant spaceship that was like unwrapped under the tree. And I was like, oh my gosh. You know, and I was freaking out to get such an amazing present. And then when you get older, presents aren't, they're just, I don't know, something changes. But still, presents are cool. So I need somebody to help me up here with this. James, why don't you come on up here? You come on up. Let's see. I think I have a mic here. Tell everybody who you are.
I'm James Berry, and I go to Providence. Go Storm.
What grade are you in?
I'm a junior.
Okay. All right. So thinking about excitement, like, are you excited if I'm going to give you this present right here? This is something you'd be pretty excited about, right? I want you to unwrap that. Can you unwrap that present? Okay, so you just take that. Yeah, just do that. And then you pull the top off. Right. You almost got it. And ta-da!
I love reading.
Don't you love to read? Isn't that amazing? Okay. Now, think about this. Okay, you can leave them there. You can get them later. These are some of my best commentaries, okay? And there's a lot of books on ministry in there, and there's some things that I think will really help you. And this is my religion, okay? And I just kind of want to share that with you, and I thought you'd be excited.
I'm very excited.
Are you? Are you real? I don't know about that. Okay, let's see. All right, I got another present here. Can you get, Rip, you got my other gift back there? Okay. All right, I need... How about one of you ladies come up here? Can you help me? Want to? Yeah, come on up. All right, what's your name and where do you go to school?
Maddie Coward, and I go to Lambert High School.
Okay, Lambert. There we go. There's at least one other person from Lambert that's here. Okay, so if I have a present for you, which is it's coming out here now, are you excited about this or are you a little bit scared? I don't know, I'd be a little scared. Go ahead and let's see. Why don't you take the ribbon off? Yeah, you may have to step up there. That's okay. I don't think you'll die. All right. Yes. Whoa! All right.
I'm Jesus.
So, I got you a person. Now, are you excited about that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you can sit down. Thank you, James. You can sit down. All right. Listen, here's the point that we're trying to make, okay, is that here's where I think we go wrong in so many of the things that we do when it comes to sharing Christ. I don't know about you. Are you intimidated about sharing your faith with people? And I think it's because in our minds we're like, hey, it's a bunch of rules and it's this old book and there's a whole bunch of stories and there's like a lot of theology that you have to understand and all this. And the disciples were excited because they knew Jesus. Okay? Now, I tell you this because you need to know this guy. This is what it's really all about. And when you know him, because I know him and he's pretty awesome, you're excited to tell people about him and it's a lot less intimidating, right? It's actually something you can get excited about because you have a relationship with him, all right? So that's the message that I have for you. I'm going to say a prayer and let Jesus go off the stage, all right? And we'll send you off to your groups after Rip comes out with announcements. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for loving us the way that you do. Lord, you called the disciples and they were excited because of who you were, not because of dusty books, not because of this list of rules, not because of the religion that we've turned you into, Lord. You are God of the universe. You are the Word made flesh, and we are excited to know you. And Lord, you have power that's real, and we want to see it and feel it in our lives. And so thank you, God, for loving us the way that you do. Guide and direct us tonight. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.